This is John Batchelor, conversation with my good colleague Gene Marks, a small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper and the Philadelphia Inquirer and other distinguished publications, about artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, and small businesses. Gene writes for Forbes, as he will explain, and makes three big important recommendations to small businesses to get ready for artificial intelligence to be integrated to your business model. I use it right now for research, conversation, exploration. There are many more uses ahead. I can see where they're developing this with video and audio, all the things that can enhance, say, when I do a book review or interview an author. Nevertheless, what we have right now is the beginning of a relationship that'll go on for many years for small businesses. And Gene's recommendations are focused on the life of a small business. So here's Gene Marks, Guardian, Philadelphia Inquirer, The Hill, all manner of publications. But this is Gene recommending on the basis of what he's published in Forbes already.
Yeah, so John, I'm so glad you asked that. A lot of the associations that we talked about in the last segment, I did talk at length about AI because it is real and it's coming and it's going to have an enormous impact on businesses. So here's my advice. I cover AI for Forbes. I write about it 6 to 7 times a month. Here's what I'm finding, and here's my advice for anybody running a business. 2024 is the year for you to get your act together and get prepared for AI, while the software companies are getting their AI act together and rolling out new features. 2025 will be the year where you're going to start spending some money and implementing AI. So what do you do in 2024? Three things that I'm seeing my clients do. Number one, you need to be talking to your software vendors at length this year. Your accounting vendors, the ones that give you your customer relationship management systems, order entry, HR, they're the ones spending billions of dollars on these new AI rollouts and features. Ask them what they're doing, what's coming out, what makes sense. You determine which vendors are going to be providing the best AI tools that will provide the most return on investment for you. Talk to your vendors this year. That's number one. Number two, after you talk to your vendors, decide on which application is going to be using AI in such a way that it will give you that return on investment, really save you money or open up opportunities for you. You're going to choose that application. Maybe it's your HR system. Maybe it's your CRM or your accounting system. But after talking to your vendors, make a choice as to where you think the best return on investment is going to be, and then clean up your data in 2024. Because most of my clients and me as well, John, our databases need some work. Make sure that your fields are updated. Make sure there are no blank fields. Make sure you've got controls in your database to protect against putting in bad data. Make sure you've got a good administrator in charge of your database. If you're really going to leverage AI in 2025 and automate a bunch of things, you're going to fail if you're doing it on bad data. So after you decide where you're going to use AI, make sure your data is cleaned up this year. And number three, John, you need to create an AI policy for your business in 2024, because there's a lot of apps that are out there. Your employees are going to be doing different things, and they're going to get you into trouble because they're going to use AI to put out misinformation or hallucinating information, and it could be a problem for you. You need to create a written AI policy so that you can determine what apps are allowed to be used, who can use it, and for what purpose, among other things, so that if, God forbid, there is an issue, at least you can point to it if it's a violation of your policy and limit your liability. Every company I'm talking to, big and small, are writing AI policies this year. And if you need help writing an AI policy, John, you know the best place to go? ChatGPT.
More of this later. Thank you.